Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm so sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind.
All right. Yes, you're always on my mind. And right now, Blog Talk is mucking around. It's totally irritating. Okay, guys, if you can't use the link, I just put the new link on TLC and on Elvis Is Alive and on Shauna's, The Truth About Elvis. So you can go to one of those groups and click the newly uploaded link. I just put it in there like 5 minutes ago. Or you can just go www.blogtalkradio.com and navigate to the show. You know, it'll kind of, if you read the screen, it'll kind of lead you through it. It should be working. It should be working. Victoria has gotten into the studio, so I'm in the studio. It should be working. I don't know what else I can do for you, honey. I can try loading it again. You know, that's always magic, you know. So, not always, but what the heck, you know. And there's one also on the Ease Extended Family chat. So I think Blog Talk is just mucking up because I read the times on the descriptions. The times were right. The times are correct. If you get actually into a studio or onto looking at the shows and stuff and they've got a wrong time on there, check and see what the literature says, because sometimes Blog Talk just does funky junk, you know, just funky junk. So evidently that's what they're doing now. And the show had just started and I'm trying to clear up some of the problems because some important people aren't being able to get into it. It's not showing a play. Go to one of those other links, honey. See if that works any better. There's a link here. There's a link on our chat. There's a link on those three groups. See if one of them works better. That's all I can tell you. Get Shauna to send you her link. She says hers is working. So I don't know what else to do. Well, don't click the gospel link, sweetie. Click the one after that. Here, let me. Oh, now you're gonna make me think. Oh my gosh. Anyway, yes. I think y'all we might be doing okay here. I gotta check what the link says. Yeah, that link should take you to the show. That is the right link. The link that I put on our chat last. That is the right link. It is the Rock and Roll Show. So I just accessed it on my phone. Check it out again, because maybe I don't know why you would be clicking on the wrong link, but maybe you are. Make sure it's a Simply Elvis and Rock and Roll link. And blogtalkradio.com, music rock and roller dash one. And make sure that's the one that you're playing. Because you still got the gospel link on there too. It's just whatever reason it's connecting wrong, and it's not your computer, it's not the link, it's good old Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, okay. Well, let's get started, and then while I'm playing y'all music, then I can see if I can figure out how to do this some other way then. John sent me a song that I've never heard before, but it's really kind of cool. All the songs he sent me are really cool. We're having a UK music show today, mostly. Okay, you got mostly. So this is Martika doing Toy Soldiers.
Step by step.
Okay. Now, I've got something really, really interesting that John sent me. And when we get there, guys, remember that I told you. See, this is a little interview thing that he did regarding the annual minstrel show in his high school in 1953, April 9th. So he has told me that it is not him singing "Till I Waltz Again with You" by Teresa Brewer. I've listened to it 3 or 4 times, and sometimes it sounds like him with a very higher, young voice, and sometimes it sounds like a completely different person. So just know he told me it was not him. It might be him. It might not be him. He says it's not. So we don't need to argue about it, okay? We just need to listen to it and appreciate it for what it is. John sent it. It's a great interview. I like it. And it's about his high school April 9th, 1953 annual minstrel show. Okay? So here's the interview.
Let's go back to the 11th grade spelling contest. What happened?
Well, I wasn't, like I said, I wasn't popular in school. I wasn't dating anybody at that school. I failed music. I was taking music. I flunked music, just flat. Whew. F, only thing I ever failed. And they interviewed me in this talent show. And I came out, I did my 2 songs. And when I came on stage, I heard people kind of rumbling and whispering and so forth. Because nobody knew I even sang, really. And it was amazing how popular I became in school after that.
What did you say?
Let me see. "Till I Waltz Again with You" by Teresa Brewer. That was a song I was singing. So then I went on through high school and I graduated.
What happened? You never sung in public before. You get out there, you're scared, pissed, suddenly, and you start to sing. What happened?
Well, about the same thing happened later on at the Shell. You know, the kids and everybody really went, you know, I got 10 or 11 encores, that type of thing. They just kind of halted the show at that period. And it scared me, but then it made me very happy, too. But I was still shy about it. I wouldn't sing in public for a long time, and I went for maybe a year. I just kind of forgot about it.
Let's go back to the 11th grade. Let's go back to the 11th grade spelling contest. What happened?
Well, I wasn't, like I said, I wasn't popular in school. I wasn't dating anybody at that school. I failed music. I was taking music. I flunked music, just flat. Whew. F, only thing I ever failed. And they interviewed me in this talent show. And I came out, I did my 2 songs. And when I came on stage, I heard people kind of rumbling and whispering and so forth. Because nobody knew I even sang, really. And it was amazing how popular I became in school after that.
What did you say?
Let me see. "Till I Waltz Again with You" by Teresa Brewer. There's a song I'll sing.
Once again.
All right. There you go. And I play them mostly for the interview, and you notice that it did double up, but, you know, what the hey? We can listen to it again, you know. It's him talking. We can handle that, I think. We can get you a couple minutes of that. I don't know. I think it kind of sounded like him in some places, and some places it didn't. But when you stop and consider, senior in high school, a school auditorium, bad recording equipment, echoing sound, it could have been and it could not have been. It could have gone either way in that kind of a situation. So you just, you know, if you think it is, great. If you think it isn't, that's okay too. I kind of lean toward, I think maybe it was, but he said it wasn't. So, you know, I'm not going to argue with him. Okay, I've got another caller. Hi, who's this? Hello,
Gallo, can you hear me?
Hi, now
Hello,
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
I'm sorry,
Quinn.
I was on mute. I'm very well. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO, calling in from Sunny Mesa, Arizona.
Well, yeah. Is it warm there, Don? Is it warm?
Very. It's like 8 degrees here.
Well, you know.
Everywhere else is freezing.
that's one reason I left Arizona, because it was okay during the winter most of the time, except when it was too cold. Then in the summer, it was too hot all the time. So, you know.
Amen. This heat is brutal on your health conditions if you got them.
Well, right now, I moved into a place that has a propane heater that looks like it hasn't been cleaned in 30 years, and I'm not firing
oh
that
my
thing
God.
Up. I am not using that. I am going to rip it out. And make that a broom closet and get a wood stove. And other than that, I'm using the big burner on the stove and a couple, 3 space heaters. And it just is what
Amen.
It is. I pay what I got to pay, and I'll just be chilly and drink hot coffee all the time. And you know
well,
you're drinking
I
hot coffee
happy...
because I go through 12 cups of coffee a day or more. Depending on how
oh,
cold
wow.
I am.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you
know,
man.
When you
used to be
deal.
A coffee drink like that.
Well, it's
I can handle it no more.
It's something hot to drink.
Yeah, how are you can drink a coffee
ta-da.
Like that? Why ain't you?
So, yeah.
What part of Arizona well, were you from?
I live in Wickenburg.
Okay, I know exactly where you are, all right.
Yeah,
well,
I lived in Wickenburg in Congress for about 23 and a half years. It's not down
wow.
in the valley. It's 2 hours north of Mesa, so knowing where Mesa is isn't going to help you. I was not in the Phoenix Valley. It's about 10 to 15 degrees hotter down there than it is where I was.
Oh, wow.
It was too hot where I was. So I said, no, I don't think so. Three and 4 weeks of 120 is not my idea of a fun place to be. So I said, I'm moving. And
Amen.
When I got to the point where I could afford to retire, I found a place and I moved. And I'm in Georgia. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And
Amen.
Right now.
You worked hard.
Well, I'm a southern girl now, but you know what? It's not warm in Georgia all the time. Don't let them fool you.
The humidity is killer. When
I'm getting
hot,
maybe
cold, 60.
Oh, it's getting maybe 50, 55 during the day, and last night was down to 28. So,
oh,
you know, it gets the same, but you know, in Arizona, in Wickenburg, it has 2 or 3 weeks of the same thing. So,
I have my first daughter out here, you know, so this is always going to be my second or third home.
Well, you know, huh? I lived there over 23 years, and it never did feel like home. I am
oh,
not
wow.
a desert person. If you've been somewhere that long and it still doesn't feel like home, just go somewhere else. I feel more at
That's
home
right.
here in 3 months than I ever did for 23 years in Arizona. So, you know, you belong
wow.
some places and
I'm
some places
you
just don't belong. Well, you know, Arizona's not for everybody. The desert is not for everybody. I didn't get away from the snakes, though. That kind of sucks.
Oh, man.
It doesn't
they
matter.
They
where
definitely feed you out here. Healthy portions.
Oh,
I was just calling to wish you a happy new year and tell you I'm thankful you're still here. There's a lot of people that didn't make it through this virus, and sometimes it's good to know that people out there listening and checking up on you.
Well, I appreciate that, Don. Thank you so much. That's really nice to know, actually. And, yeah, I haven't gotten the virus. I'm not going to get the virus. I got the first vaccine. My whole upper arm got feverish hot, swelled up a bit, got all completely red like I had a sunburn, and hurt like crazy. I'm allergic to something in that vaccine. And, I went ahead and got the second one, and I did it in the other arm, and the same thing happened. I'm not getting boosters or nothing. I'm not
well,
going to do
you
that.
Well, you got the two, you did. The booster is extra.
I don't care.
Exactly
I'm
what
not
it
taking
is, the booster.
They say that you're supposed to have the boosters every 3 months or every 6 months, something like that. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. If I was that bad with the original vaccine, I'm not putting more crap in my body that's going to affect me. I'm not doing it.
Correct.
I'm just not doing
Correct.
It. So, and you know what? I have never in my life even once had anything more than a 24-hour stomach flu.
Okay.
Never had any other
well, no,
time.
I caught the corona, and I lived through it, you know, and it wasn't fun, but I'm still here. So
no, it's
gotta,
not
gotta
fun, and I'm glad you survived it. You know, that's a good thing. Some people
Amen.
Don't. But with whatever is going around now, I know I checked figures today, and we had, 17? Well, let me check them again here right quick so I'm not talking through my hat. Because I don't have my hat on, so, you know, that would be a little difficult.
Gotcha.
Okay, today they had 13,291 cases and only 36 deaths. So it is not as deadly as previous COVID.
Right. When it first came out, we wasn't ready for it. And after a while, we built up not an immunity, but it's not hitting us as hard because we're prepared for it.
You build an immunity. You build a resistance, and it's like with me. I've got a natural immunity to it, and I'm not trying to brag. That's just how it is because I have never had the flu in my life. So I'm
you've been blessed.
I'm just not. Yes, I have.
That's a gift from God.
I've had
sick,
sisters. My sisters have had the flu. My mama had the flu. My grandma got the flu, and it almost killed her twice. And you know, she got the flu 3 weeks after a flu shot every year. And I vowed right then, I'm not doing it. I am not doing it. And I've been fine. God's taking care of me. I'm not going to worry about it. So here we go. I did get the vaccine, the first vaccine. I did get that. But I felt worse after I got it than if I'd never had it at all because I just...
Because they actually affect you with the virus.
Yes. Yes. And I've got a natural resistance or a natural immunity, as it were, and I'm not going to muck with it no more. I'm really not. I'm
no,
not
really,
going to muck
yeah.
with it no more. It's not...
bad business.
And it's not something I want to mess with. You know what I mean? I just don't want to mess with it. So I'm going to leave it alone. Well, anyway, I'm glad you're not sick right now, honey, and that you got over that nasty
Amen.
Stuff. And,
Amen. I'm back. I'm coming to get the world. I'm ready.
Well, don't let them see
I'll
you
let
coming
you get
because
back
they'll
to
run.
Yourself.
Okay, darling. Thanks for calling. It's nice to know you're thinking
yes,
about
ma'am.
Me. I appreciate it.
Thank
yes,
you,
ma'am.
I'll be here listening.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Okay, everybody, let's do Johnson. I don't know why I did that. John sent me an Elvis song this morning, and it was like, oh, right, because, yes, I admit it, I've never watched this movie. Please don't think badly of me. But this is from Easy Come and Easy Go, and I've never heard this song. The only place you're going to hear this is if you watch the movie. She's a Machine.
Well, she's a earthquaking, hip-shaking, soul-breaking, love-making machine. Hey. She's a mad-talking, smooth-talking, slow-walking cat. You know what I mean? Hey, hey, hey. She wraps arms around you like a grizzly bear. She kicks you every 15 minutes and lets you up for air. Cause she's a earthquaking, hip-shaking, soul-breaking, love-making machine. Hey, hey.
All right.
Why moving, good grooving, partaking, love-making machine. Hey. She's a real freezing, rough squeezing, hell-teasing cat. You know what I mean? Hey, hey, hey. She loves you, leaning like it, as sweet as she can be. But she'll make you blow your mind before you can count from one to three. But she's a
earthquaking, hip-shaking, soul-breaking, love-making machine.
Earthquaking,
hip-shaking,
soul-breaking, love-making machine. Hey, hey. All right. Yeah. Well, she's a wild-moving, smooth-grooving, pot-tricking, love-making machine. Hey, hey. She's a real freezing, rough squeezing, hell-teasing cat. You know what I mean? Hey, 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 she love you, lady, like it, sweet as she can be. But she'll make you blow your mind before you count to one, two, three. Cause she's a earthquake, hip-shaking, soul-breaking, love-making machine. Hey, hey, well, she's a earthquake, hip-shaking, soul-breaking, love-making machine. Hey, hey. Well, she's an earthquake, hip-shaking, soul-breaking, love-making machine. Hey, hey.
Earthquaking, hip-shaking, love-making machine. That might be a little bit difficult to cope with. You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Kind of like, okay, never mind. We'll just let that one just kind of slide down the hill into the snowbank. And yeah, I'm okay. I'm going to save that controversy for a little bit later. Yes, kids, I have another controversy for you. But you know what? It keeps you thinking. It keeps you listening. It keeps you figuring it out. We got to keep on figuring it out because there are people out there that we have to let know what the truth is and where it lies. And we have to be able to tell ourselves. So, hey, you know what? But I am really, really awesomely glad that we don't hear about Ron Jesse too much anymore. I got so sick unto death of that. Okay, I am going to play a song that he sent me by Bonnie Tyler. Now, Bonnie Tyler we think of as the gal with a rough voice. I guess rough is the best word to say it. But you know what? When she sings this song, it's not like that. This is a song called Lost in France. Don't you think? Oh, yeah. And she's been around for a while, which is kind of good, too, because you kind of find your niche after a while. And she has. I am going to play a song that Ella sent me last Thursday. Yeah, it was for last Thursday. Or maybe it was for Saturday's birthday show. I don't remember. It was last week. Let's say it that way. It was for last week. He only performed this song once live. Only once. On July 24th of 1975. Pieces of My Life.
Wow.
They didn't cut it off right after that song. They should have left it Clifford's gospel song too, I think. But they didn't. So, oh well. We'll catch the gospel song Sunday. Whatever it was. I don't know what it was. So, oh well. We're going to have a fun song. This song just had me smiling all the way through. It's funny. And it's about one of our favorite things to take in a tablespoon in the morning is a cod liver oil. Do you guys remember cod liver oil from when you were kids? Oh, Lordy. I had an aunt who swore by cod liver oil. She was sure that if you took that, it was going to keep you alive and keep you well. And every morning, and I couldn't do it. I could not do it. So she finally had to mix it in orange juice. Otherwise, I couldn't take it. And she was cleaning up the floor because I couldn't do it. I could not do it. The smell alone, I mean, oh, Lordy. But when I was at her house, we found a way so that she could feel good about me taking something good for me. I'm not so sure anymore with all the stuff that they kept finding in those fish and everything. And liver is what filters it out. So, but it didn't kill me, so I'm okay. Now I use cod liver oil on my skin at night, you know. So it has switched roles. You betcha. Anyway, this is a cute song. And John sent this to me this morning, and I have giggled through it every time. I listened to, I've listened to it three times, and I giggle through it every time. It's called Cod Liver Oil, and Val Dunican sings it.
I'm a young married man, and I'm tired of life. For years I've been married to a poor sickly wife. She does nothing all day but to sit there and sigh, wishing and praying that she could die. A friend from the village was talking one day. I told him me wife was a-fading away. He afterwards told me that she would get strong if I got a bottle from old Dr. John. Well, I bought her one bottle to give her good cheer. The way that she drank it, you'd swear it was beer. I got her a second and it went the same. I think she's got cod liver oil on the brain. Oh, doctor, oh, dear Dr. John, your cod liver oil is so pure and so strong. I'm afraid in me life I'll go down in the sile if me wife don't stop drinking your cod liver oil. Well, it gave her good cheer, and of that there's no doubt. Each week she got better, and then she got stout. And as she got fatter, of course she got strong. I think there's a devil in old Dr. John. There's bottles and bottles all over the house, but as she got strong, I'm as quiet as a mouse. I've got to the stage if the kettle should boil, I'd swear it was singing of cod liver oil.
Now, you had to get a kick out of that. I mean, just think of it. She went and drank the first bottle like it was a beer. Ugh. It would put me in a hospital. Yuck. And then she drank the second one. Oh, my, that lady had a strange affiliation for cod liver oil. Very strange. Very strange. All right, I've got an Elvis song that he gave me. Well, let me check. Did he give this to me? No, he didn't give this song to me, but I'm playing it anyway because I like it. And it's from early on, Come What May.
I am the old and you are my come what may. A love like ours remains divine, come what may. Even though we're miles apart, you're living in my lonely heart. At night the teardrops dried and all the long, long day. I got your picture near me since you went away. I plant a kiss upon your lips this night and day. Bear in mind and you will find a heart that is true. And I'll be here with you on one may. Your picture near me, that's what you went away.
I plan to kiss upon your lips each night and day. Bear in mind, you will find a heart that is true, and I'll be here with you, come what may. And I'll be here with you, come what may. And I'll be here with you, come what may.
Even back then, he was adding his little sound effects to when he sang. And then there's that thing. Oh, well, it doesn't last very long, so it's okay. Well, it's not really okay, but what can you do about it, right? Anyhow. All right. Now, John sent me another hilarious little thing, a little ditty. But, and yes, I had heard it before. I remembered it because it's so unique and it's funny. And I even know the song that they got it from. The tune and everything came from a song called The Three Bells by the Browns. And alternate title, Little Jimmy Brown. So I'm going to play that one first, and then I'm going to play the funny one by the Barren Knights. And you'll see what I'm talking about. Anyway, this one is The Three Bells by the Browns.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, among the pine trees half forlorn. And there on a sunny morning, little Jimmy Brown was born. All the chapel bells were ringing in the little valley town, and the song that they were singing was for baby Jimmy Brown. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless this hour of meditation, guide him with eternal love. There's a village hidden deep in the valley, beneath the mountains high above. And there, 20 years thereafter, Jimmy was to meet his love. All the chapel bells were ringing, 'twas a great day in his life, 'cause the songs that they were singing was for Jimmy and his wife. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless, O Lord, this celebration, may their lives be filled with love. From the village hidden deep in the valley, one rainy morning, dark and gray, a soul winged its way to heaven. Jimmy Brown had passed away. Just a lonely bell was ringing in the little valley town. 'Twas farewell that it was singing to our good old Jimmy Brown. And the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, may his soul find the salvation of thy great eternal love.
Cool, huh? That's the original one. Now, this other song that I'm going to play next came from that song, but it's a totally different idea. It's just the music, you know, and then they change the words to make it fun. So here you go. The Chapel Lead is Missing by the Barren Knights.
In the village, hidden deep in the valley, one cold and rainy winter's night, a figure could be seen creeping through the early misty light. A 10-foot ladder on his shoulder, a heavy hammer in his hand. What had he been doing? What mischief had he planned? Early, early Sunday morning, a vicar went to morning prayer. He found the church was chilly, there was something in the air. The marble font was overflowing, there was water everywhere. He looked up to the ceiling and found
it wasn't there.
Bum, 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 bum.
Oh, the chapel lead was missing.
Bum.
And the rain was pouring down.
Bum.
When they asked who could have done
bum.
It.
Bum.
They all blamed Jimmy
Bum. Bum.
While the little congregation
bum. Bum. Bum.
Prayed for sunshine from above.
Bum.
Cause the temporary corrugation
bum.
Made them wet to saturation
bum.
Till they thought the place might
flood. Deep in the valley, one cold and rainy Monday morn, the police were out there searching, but Jimmy Brown had gone. They eventually found him, complete with torch and bag of tools. He'd been at his old business, pinching drain pipes from the schools. Please, come along with me now. This friendly word they said to him, I'll offer no resistance, soon replied our sonny Jim. When Jimmy Brown was questioned, this is what the poor boy said, I only pinched the drain pipes,
someone else took all the lead.
Bum, 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 bum.
And the chapel lead still missing.
Bum.
And the rain's still pouring down.
Bum.
Though they're sure who is the culprit,
bum.
The lead still can't be found.
Bum.
And the little congregation
bum. Bum.
Prayed for sunshine from above.
Bum. Bum.
But their constant meditation
bum.
Will not pay for restoration
bum.
Of the little church they love.
Bum.
Deep in the valley, one cold and rainy Tuesday morn, our Jim was in the cooler, wishing he had not been born. They questioned him for many hours, but still poor Jim he wouldn't tell. They blamed him for the church roof and the missing bell as well.
Deep in the valley, one cold and rainy Wednesday morn, the police took Jimmy's breakfast, but again, our Jim was gone. The sergeant walked into the cell block and saw that it was there. He looked up to the ceiling, of course it wasn't there.
Gone, 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 gone.
And the chapel lead still
missing. Gone.
And the rain still pouring down.
Gone. Gone.
And the organ isn't playing.
Gone.
Cause the organist has
run. Gone. Gone.
The collection box is missing.
Gone. 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 Gone.
And the vicar can't be found.
Gone. Gone.
And the little congregation needs a lot of medication.
Gone.
Cause the church has fallen
gone.
Down.
Gone, 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 gone.
Now, found that very amusing.
Very good.
Oh, Lord Almighty. That was hilarious. Oh, my word. Now, it's like I told John this morning, I have heard that before, which surprised him. It kind of surprised me, too. But, you know, I'd only heard it, I think, once or twice is all. But yeah, it had the same effect. You just sit there and laugh all the way through it. You can't help it. You can't help it.
Oh, gosh, that's funny. That's a good one.
So,
never heard
yeah.
that one before.
Oh, words. Thank you for the laughs, John. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It was hilarious. Oh, my gosh. All right. Okay, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I think we need an Elvis song. I know he gets tired of doing that, but I've played two regular songs, so now I think we can play an Elvis song. Can we play an Elvis song? Oh, okay. Now, he has intimated to me at one point in time that he never really liked this song, but it drives everybody else crazy. So he did it, you know, and I'm glad he did it anyway. Not so much that it's a fantastic song or anything, but watching him while he sings this song and the lady's reaction to watching him sing this song just sends me into outer space laughing. I just get such a kick out of this. It's like, okay, control, what's that? Is that something I'm supposed to do?
Right.
Because I don't think any of the ladies in his audience has ever even heard of the word control, if you know what I mean. So we won't attribute them with something they didn't have or maybe didn't even know the meaning of. And yeah. And so here is, let me see. I got to match up, make sure I'm getting the right one. Yes, live in Memphis on March 20th, 1974. I wish you guys could see the video of this. It's so funny. Fever.
I can't throw it that far, honey, unless I put a rock in it. Never know how much I love you. You see, there all the time, and you missed it. Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your scarf around, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You can feel when you kiss me, fever when you hold me, fever in the morning, fever all through the night, sunlight's up the daytime, moonlight's up. Honey, don't have it here. Wait till the show's over, you know. Fever all through the night. She gives me fever. A fever when you hold me tight. Fever now. In the morning. A fever all through the night. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, "Daddy, oh, don't you dare. He's just a monkey." In the morning, fever when he holds me tight. Fever! Fever all through. Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I've made. Cats were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. We give you acne in the morning, a fever if you live and learn. Fever till you sizzle. What a lovely way to burn. My nose is right now. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. Smile, Kathy. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Oh my gosh! Did you hear those ladies? did you hear when Elvis was trying not to laugh?
Yeah, isn't that cute?
Oh, that's, I love it. But he instigated the whole thing. He did it on purpose. He knew they'd do that, and he just pushed those buttons. Well, maybe that's not the right. Maybe that's not the right phrase. Never mind. I didn't say that.
He loves doing that. He loved it.
Oh,
it was,
yeah,
very obvious.
He did it on purpose. He encouraged it. Well, stop and think about it. If you were up there performing, and you had guys, well, guys don't do this, but anyway, if you had a bunch of people out there going, more, do it, and I'll, wouldn't you just start pushing the buttons to see how far they would take it? Of course, because it hits your funny bone.
Well, sure.
You know what's going on. You know what's going on. You know what you're doing that's really kind of playing a tune on their buttons, and yeah, that's funnier than you know what. That is hilarious, and it is fun to do because you can. You know, it's just, and it's so hilarious. You'll sit there. You'll be standing there. You're not gonna sit, but you'll be standing there, and you'll see some people are just sitting there with their mouths hanging open, and some people are going crazy nuts and tearing their hair out, and some people are just, you know, it is funny. It is totally funny. You just gotta. Yeah, he did it on purpose. He did it on purpose. And I loved it. It was so cool. I was too young to have ever gone to any of his concerts. But by the time I was old enough to go to his concerts, I was married and on the road with my ex's band and all that good junk, so never got a chance to really do. I was in Spokane when he was there, though. It just really weirds me out that I never heard he was there. What is with that, anyway? You know? Good. And he was in Spokane twice, two different times. I didn't hear about either one. And I just, I don't get it. I just don't get it. And I think it was after the new opera house was there. So he was at a nice, cozy little venue because that opera house isn't that big, you know. And it just frosts my mug. You know what I mean? Gee. Anyway, okay. I have a song that, yes, girls, I know Elvis did it. Yes, I know Elvis did it better, and you prefer listening to Elvis. I know that, but Elvis didn't do it first, okay? Elvis wasn't the only one that did it. And to know what Elvis did to a song, you got to hear the other version, you know, So be patient. Let's don't be jumping in there and say, oh, Elvis does this so much better. I'd rather listen to Elvis. Yeah, I know you'd rather listen to Elvis, but that kind of that kind of rumples my fur a little bit, because maybe I'd rather listen to Elvis too, but you got to listen to the other version as well. And since John sent me this version of it, we aren't going to do that during this song, please. Okay? Just listen to this song for what it is and hear why Elvis decided to do it. Okay? That's what it's good for. Listen to see why Elvis decided to do it. It's a good song. Don't miss out on it just because it's not Elvis singing it. All right? This is Gene Pitney, and he's doing I Really Don't Want to Know. And, you know, like, he tried to pretend like he'd never heard it. He sent it to me. He says, I've never heard this song before. Yeah, uh-huh. Sure. Here you go.
And hated to let you go. How many, I wonder. But I really don't want to know. How many kissed you and set your soul aglow. How many, I wonder, but I really don't want to know. So always make me wonder, always make me guess, and even if I ask you, let it remain your secret. But darling, I love you so. No wonder, no wonder, I wonder, though I really don't want.
Why Elvis decided to record that song.
Yeah,
don't need to say anything
girl.
Else. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You see, it had to be good to begin with for him to make it better. Right?
Right.
I would say so. I would say so definitely. Okay, I've got one right here next to that song that's an Elvis song, and yeah. Okay, guys. This is a song where you grab on to the one that has your heart if you're right there with them, or you think about them and send your heart to them so they can pin it on their sleeve, as long as nobody pats them and says, hi, how you doing, bucko? You know, that squash that sucker flat. Anyway, we... This is one that, it's just send it out to the one you love. Send it out to the one that holds your heart, because this is a good one. I need you so.
If you think I don't need you, take a look at my eyes. Maybe these ain't raindrops falling out of the sky. Since you've been gone, I've been so alone. If you think I don't need you, then baby you're wrong. If you think I don't love you, what could I do to prove to you, baby, my love is true? I sing the same old song since you've been gone. If you think I don't love you, then baby you're wrong. My life ain't been the same since you left me. I ain't had a wink of sleep in 7 days. I don't know what to do, I'm going crazy. I just walk the floor at night and call your name. If you think I don't do right, I'll change my ways. I'll do what you want me to, I'll be your slave. Since you've been gone, I've been so alone. If you think I don't need you, well, baby, you're wrong. If you think I don't do right, I'll change my ways. I'll do like you want me, I'll be your slave. Since you've been gone, I've been so alone. If you think I don't need you, well, baby, you're wrong. Oh, baby, you're wrong. Oh, baby, you're wrong.
And since you don't want to be wrong, don't think that. Okay? It's that simple. Just don't think that. Don't think. Slap yourself in the face and don't think that. You know, it's really not easy. You know, that's the whole thing, is when we know we're loved and we love that person that loves us, it still happens that once in a while, for a short time, maybe only a few minutes, we think, well, maybe they don't really, and I'm just being foolish. But like I said, slap yourself in the face, wake yourself up from that bad dream, and then you'll be okay. It's a bad dream, honey. When you know it, you know it. It's just a bad dream when you think that you're wrong. So don't do that to yourself. Oh, my word, that's so sad when you do that to yourself. Okay. I can't play about a black moon right now. But let's play this one. It shouldn't be too far down here. Well, don't go clear down to the cave, dimwit. Okay, here we are. This is by a group called Shoaddy Waddy. Don't ask, I don't know.
Shoaddy Waddy, okay.
Shoaddy Waddy. It kind of rolls off your tongue, you know. Where they got it? Only God knows, because I'm not even going to guess. Anyway, I liked it. I've heard it 3 times so far. I liked it. It's called Johnny Remember Me. And John sent it to me this morning.
When the mist is white and the rain is falling and the wind is blowing across the misty moon, I hear a voice, the voice of my darling, the girl I loved and lost a year ago. When the mist is rising, the rain is falling, the wind is blowing through the crevice moons, I hear the voice of my darling,
the girl I love, I must be you. Well, it's hard to believe, I know I'll hear a singing the time the wind blew in the trees. Remember me.
I say that, it still feels weird to say. Maybe they might have planned it that way. It's not easy to remember, though. It's not. It's not easy to remember. Shawadi Wadi. Okay. Whatever. Fine. All right. I have a song by a band called Pilot that John sent me this morning. It's called January.
Telling me lies, so good, so
kind of a sweet little song. I think that's nice. I mean, that's nice.
Yeah.
Nothing soul stirring or anything about it. Just, it's nice. Remember it? Maybe not. But it's nice. That's something, you know, when you're doing a song, that's really kind of something you don't want anybody to say about it. Oh, that's nice. You know, you want to create more of a reaction than that. Even if it's hate, you know, just a strong reaction is what you want. It doesn't matter what it is. It's like when you paint a painting. And I remember this, somebody told me this some years and years ago. I'm looking forward to that too. I finally got room to get my easel and everything back out and paint again when I get everything squared away. That'll be nice. But anyway, what I was told was that the way to tell a good painting is not whether it's laid out properly or whether it looks realistic or whether it looks pointless or whatever you're trying to get across. That's not it. What is the mark of a good painting is that people look at it. Doesn't matter what they think about it. Doesn't matter if they like it or if they hate it or they start picking it apart with this shouldn't be like this, this shouldn't be like that. They're looking at it. That makes it a good painting. I've always remembered that. I'm not sure if you can judge your music the same way. But it works for paintings. I always remember that. I haven't ever had a bad reaction to one of my paintings yet, though. I'm going to keep that trend going. Because, man, you got to take a sponge with you if they start tearing it down. But anyway, guys, it is, maybe not controversy time, okay? Maybe not. It depends. Because this song was done in 2010 by Elvis. Elvis, John J.B. Burroughs, whatever name you want to hit on. Just don't tack Ron Jesse onto it because Ron Jesse was not Elvis. He sang as Ron Elvis once in a while, but that got too confusing, and Ron Jesse's voice is too much different. I hate Ron Jesse's voice. Yuck, 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 yuck. It sounds
like he's
singing through a clogged throat. He stuffed cotton in his throat, and he's trying to sing through it. It's like, oh, my gosh. Trained voices are not necessarily better voices. Sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. In his case, he missed that boat, in my opinion, okay? But this, I have been told by the man, that it's Elvis singing Long Black Train in 2010. John Burroughs.
And I just got off the phone with the DNA specialist out of Arizona. He says he believes Eliza is Elvis's half-sister and that Elvis is still alive. He says the proof is there. DNA evidence doesn't lie. In the studio, Lauren Lee, Fox 13 News.
Hell.
heavens, you can look to the skies. You can find redemption soaring back into your eyes. Burn is perfection and there is peace and fame. Burning your ticket for that long black train. Cause there is victory.
Anyway, and Josh Turner was the original artist on that. I played him last week, Sunday, I think. But anyway, that's a good song. That's a good song. I have always liked it from the first time I heard it. It's just one that kind of jumps on you and doesn't let you go, you know. No, I am not going to say it. Never mind. Staple my lips shut. Glue my tongue to the roof of my mouth.
Why not? Go
I am
ahead.
Not going to say it.
Go ahead, Jenny. Come on.
Well, okay. I can't resist. Since you twisted my arm and it's going to break if I don't.
I knew it was coming. I knew it.
You know, yeah, that song just jumps on you and holds on, just like you'd wish a man that you're in love with would. Hey, getting jumped on ain't all that bad, depending on who's doing the jumping.
Okay,
that's enough.
Oh,
God. Lord have mercy. Yes, okay. That's enough. Until next time.
Until next time, yeah.
Okay. Until next time. I mean, you know, there's always going to be a next time with me. You guys know that. I'm not going to leave that stuff alone. Not, see, I have the anonymity of being on the radio. Makes it a whole lot easier to do that stuff when nobody can see you. If people can see
you. Yeah, okay, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, like if you're on stage or if you're in the middle of Walmart or something, you don't tend to say things like that too often. I'm not saying you don't say them. You just don't say them too often. Of course, you don't need to say things like that when you're standing in the middle of the of the Walmart aisle and you start just singing a song. You know? Like, can't help falling in love. I've done that before in Walmart. And people just kind of walk by you and look at you as they walk by, but they don't stop. I think they're afraid to. But hey, you know, I'm looking at the soup selection, right? And I'm singing Can't Help Falling in Love, and it's like, you're singing to soup, Jenny. Oh, well, that happens to be what's in front of me. It's better than singing to beef roast. Or maybe not, you know, come to think of it. Never mind.
I'm not going to say a word.
I've done that before, too, you know. Hound dog in front of the ham section. it's just something I do. I you know, they haven't taken exception to it yet, so I think I'm okay. I don't do anything weird with it or anything. I'm just singing. But I don't sing quiet. I sing, you know, and people don't care, you know. I'm arguing with the Muzak, whatever it is nowadays. But that's all right. It's fun. It is so hilarious to see people's reactions, to see their faces. I am waiting, you know, being in Georgia now, okay? I am waiting that sometime I'm going to be singing a song in the middle of the Walmart cracker section or whatever, you know, and or baked goods. There's more room there. And I can just see it happening. Two or three people are going to gather around me and start singing harmony with me. I'm just waiting for the day. That is going to be so cool. Oh, that's going to be so cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That would be fun,
It'll happen. I keep singing, and it's going to happen. It's going to happen. No, because I know that there are other people out there who don't have shy filters.
Right.
The shy filter has died. It's gone. Washed off in the shower, you know, whatever.
Right.
I just have fun now. But it's hilarious to watch people's faces, because some of them, they see you, and you know they can hear you because they move a little closer, but they don't look at you. They look at whatever's on the shelf in front of them. They don't look at you. And then if they're moving away, it's very, very, it's hilarious. It is totally hilarious. It's like, hey, bucko, you don't have to pretend you don't hear me. I'm singing loud enough. You better hear me or you need some hearing aids. But Walmart is perfect for stuff like that. Anybody that shops in Walmart is a little bit off-center anyway, you know. So it's okay. It's okay. Nobody thinks anything about it. It's just fine. So I don't even worry about it anymore. First time I caught myself singing out loud in Walmart, it was a little trip, though. I went, whoa, what are you doing, Jennifer? And I looked around to see if anybody was listening. They weren't. I was singing too quiet at that time, but I took off the quiet filter, too. I don't need it. Anyway. Now,
well,
I you know, guys,
I'll
make
message
it.
You just got a message there, Jenny.
Uh-huh.
You got a message there.
I've been talking. I haven't been. They're coming to take me away.
Yeah.
As long as they'll sing with me, it's okay. that's the funniest thing. If you're singing out loud, people can hear you. A lot of them just ignore you. It doesn't faze them. They don't care. Go ahead. If that's what flips your crank and floats your boat, go ahead. It's okay. No problem. Other people just kind of, you can see them shrink in on themselves and purposely turn away and walk real fast to get past you. You embarrass them by singing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's funny. I think it's hilarious. They should hang around you a little more. They'd get over it. Now what? Where are they taking me?
I don't know. It's your subject. You get handcuffed.
No handcuffs. If you don't want a whirling dervish on your hands, there's no handcuffs. Sorry. Can't do that. No. No, can't, no handcuffs, no ropes, because I can't handle that, and I turn into a whirling dervish, and somebody's going to get hurt. So we don't want to do that. Oh, Sunnybrook Farm, I could go to Sunnybrook Farm, as long as they got cows, and they got goats, and they got chickens and horses. I'd be happy there. Yeah, see, you guys would have fun with me in Walmart. No, you wouldn't. You'd be so embarrassed you wouldn't even want to be around me.
I'll push you in the buggy. You get in the buggy and I'll push you.
Okay. And then we could just sing as we're bebopping down the aisle. And yeah, I could do that. I'd rather walk, though, because then I can move. You know, it's hard to sing if you can't move. So, you know, don't tie my hands and feet together. Don't, no straight jackets. I will go crazy. Quite literally. I can't deal with that. And I gain a whole lot of strength to get out of stuff like that because it scares me to death. It terrifies me. So,
oh, gosh.
Yeah, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. Just calmly
can you just stand up
talk,
in there?
Calmly talk me through it, and we'll be fine. They've got the van outside, Jenny. Come on, we'll just walk this way, nice and slow. Keep singing, you'll be okay.
Yeah, that's your outlet.
Oh, Lordy. Anyway. I have, remember Josh asked me to play a song for him by Bill Withers?
Okay.
It was Saturday. He didn't come on the gospel show, but he was with us on Saturday. And he asked for Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers. And I found it. I found it. I didn't have to hang with Willie Nelson or Joe Cocker or, you know, whoever. I found it, Bill Withers. I think Bill Withers did it before Joe Cocker, as a matter of fact. Joe Cocker was a cover. But anyway, and I found where I did it, and my stupid phone won't let me download it. It says it's too big. You can't do that. So I'm going to have to do it over again. Oh, that's okay. If you did it once, you can do it again. Not that big of a deal. But anyway, here for Josh is Bill Withers doing Ain't No Sunshine.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, hey, I'll leave the young thing alone, but ain't
sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
House ain't home when she's not there. Think of how nice and cozy and sweet and warm it is when she is. There you go. Hey, hey. Oh. I tell you guys, I get crazy when it gets cold. It just kind of...
74 degrees right now here.
Oh, I wish we had a high of 55 today. But it's only going to get down to, I think it said 36 tonight, 35, something like that. So that's not too bad. That's not too bad. I could do a 75 or 85 during the day, though, and 63, 68 at night.
You know, it seems like this month is passing too quickly already. It won't be long until spring.
Oh, thank God. I hate January. That is my least favorite month of the whole year. It seems to last forever and 40 years. But you're right. This time it doesn't seem to be quite as bad. But...
Yeah.
It's not even the 15th yet. It's not even half over. Come on, hurry up. Good grief. Oh, well.
It won't be long. We don't really have that many more weeks until spring, really.
I know, and that means I have to get a lawnmower. I have to get a fence. And I want to do an extension on the porch, so I'll have somewhere to put all the stuff. I'll never get it all done. I ain't even going to try. I'll get me my lawnmower first and then go on to the next step. One by one. Okay, here's one that I love. I like this. Elvis, I want you. I need you. I love you. Doesn't that just sound delicious for a song? I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I love you with all
every time we're apart.
I want you, I need you,
I love you with all my heart.
Well, I thought I could live without romance until
you came
to me. But now I know that I will go. Oh Lord, then you'll be there. Leave what you please,
be my own. Never leave me alone,
'cause I die every time we're apart. I want you, I need you,
I love you with all my heart.
Oh yeah. Yeah, those backup guys, just they get into some pretty good harmony sometimes, don't they?
Yeah.
And you can hear them sometimes. Yeah, that's pretty good. Well, hey, guys, guess what? I'm down to 7 minutes. That
well,
went
that
really
does start, but I came on late, so that's understandable.
But that's okay. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's when stuff happens. And how is your leg, by the way, darling?
Well, it's not great, Jenny. It's really not. I'm getting worried about it, to tell you the truth, because I'm having hell getting on and off of that damn scooter. It's very painful. And I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm trying to decide whether I should just make another appointment or go to the ER and get another x-ray or something. Maybe
do
an MRI.
I think you do need to do that, but not at your little country hospital. You need to go to Dallas.
Yeah, I need to go to Dallas, yeah.
Yeah, you need to go to
and
Dallas.
And see, what's holding me back some is that the virus is rampant here. And I certainly don't want that.
Well, all you can do is you get a really good mask and you wear it.
Yeah.
And they'll just have to deal with you saying no when they want you to take it off for one reason or another. It's like, no, because if you go into a hospital, that's where you get sick. So, yeah, you get a real good mask, not these cheap, dippy little $3 one or two.
Well, they're telling everyone to be wearing N95 masks.
Whatever that is.
Those are, they're more medical.
Yeah, but you know what? When you get down to the medical, if you can get a surgical mask, everybody thinks that's really, really cool. But you know what? It only stops the germs that they're breathing out. It doesn't stop you from breathing germs in. Okay?
True.
And there's a medical mask that, oh, I forget. It's another segment of the medical community. It might be the nurses and stuff that wear them, where the mask keeps them from breathing germs in, but it doesn't keep them from breathing germs out. So just because it's a medical grade mask doesn't mean a whole hell of a lot. You know, pardon my French, but that's how it goes. The only thing they found that really stops it is one of those ugly old things that have the two breathing arms on it, on each side of your face, and it covers up, and it comes up and covers your eyes and slips over the top of your head, like a World War II gas mask.
Okay.
Yeah. They have found that kind of a mask, not that particular one, but that kind of a mask with the two filters and everything, is the only thing that will stop the virus in and out.
Okay.
But you know what?
Well,
from what I learned in science class and all of that, is that it better be a pretty dang special mask because a virus is so small that it can't be stopped.
Oh. I know, that's what frightens me. Oh.
It can stop bacteria. Not a problem. It can stop bacteria, but not virus. So you know what you need to do? When you go to the hospital to have an MRI, an X-ray isn't going to show them what they need to know. It's going to have to be an MRI.
Yeah.
When you go, and that's my opinion as well. I'm not a medical person, but I have heard that from a whole lot of people. This is going to sound really weird to you, but I've heard it works. Vicks VapoRub.
Yeah.
And put a whole lot of it just inside your nostrils and under your nose.
Oh, it'll catch it. Yeah, okay.
Yes. And take a handkerchief and put a film of Vicks VapoRub across an area of the handkerchief and hold that under your nose and breathe through it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
Yeah, and I have heard that that will help. You know, nothing is going to be 100% certain, but it will help, okay? And especially if you have it on the inside of your mask, so you've got your breathing through the mask and through the handkerchief. And you know what, if you want to breathe, if you want to get air, make it a lady's handkerchief and not one of those big old honking back pocket men's hankies. I don't see how you can breathe through those. But anyway, if you put that inside your mask and have that and the Vicks VapoRub under your nose and the hanky inside your mask with the Vicks VapoRub on it, you're probably going to get as close as you can get to safety.
Right.
You know? Plus, you just stay back from people.
Yeah, I like my net bubble.
Huh?
Look at my net bubble.
Oh,
look at my net bubble.
Hey, that'll keep you safe. That'll keep you safe. Get a bubble. Get a bubble.
Oh, that's cute.
Anyway, guys, I'm down to 1.5 minutes now. So, hey, you know what? Yes, Sue, please go to the hospital in Dallas and get an MRI on that leg so that they will know. I'm beginning to think we have to put it together. You know what I mean?
You're beginning to what?
I'm beginning to think they're going to have to sew it together. It's a torn muscle. It's a torn muscle.
Well, I'm afraid you're right.
You know? It's not like it's just going to zip-zap thing, magic, twitch your nose, it's knitted back together and it'll heal. That only happens in cartoons and TV shows. But anyway, yes, take care of it. And we're all going to pray for you. That's going to heal. Thank you, Victoria, for coming in and sticking on the whole show to listen to it in the studio with us. I appreciate you, girl. And, yes, you can be on mute as much as you want to. It's not a problem. Thank you, everybody in the chat. You guys are crazy. But you know what? You make it fun. You make it fun. So, yeah. Yes, and Manette says that you need to have an MRI for a torn muscle probably as well. So, did you see what John said? Wear a diver suit. Wear a diver suit.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That's,
I had one.
Cover you from head to toe and keep you safe. There you go. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you, everybody. And I will be back on Saturday. Same time, same station, and hope the link works a little bit better for you. So, love y'all. God bless. I'll see you then.
Okay.
Bye.
Love you too. Enjoy. Bye-bye.
Esta es la leyenda de Xanadu.
Hear my voice, also wind, across the sand. it to you that a man laid down his life for your love? Were those clear eyes of yours ever filled with the pain and tears of grief? Did you ever give yourself to anyone?